Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Sunday, August 11th. Today, we're just going to read the first four verses of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. So these verses point us to kind of Luke's reason for writing his gospel. The first thing that we notice is that Luke is trying to write an accurate account, and he's trying to use the words from that have been handed down by eyewitnesses, and that he is concerned with the things that have been fulfilled. So there's some things that we realize in that wording. The first thing is that Luke is trying to be as close to the original source as possible, and he is writing what eyewitnesses have said, but also the fulfilled part means that what Luke's intention in writing his gospel is to show the connection between Jesus and the Old Testament scriptures and the Old Testament covenant and the Old Testament people of God, and indeed the entire earth. And so the idea here is that Jesus has come not to replace everything, but to fulfill what was started in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the people of Israel, but also what has started in the whole entire earth. And so Luke is definitely connecting Jesus to that Old Testament tradition. So we see when Jesus goes to Nazareth and preaches that Luke has him reading the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And he goes on to talk about declare the year of the Lord's favor, which pushes back to the idea of the year of Jubilee in the Old Testament, when slaves would go free, when land would be given back to the original family, and when debts would be forgiven. It was supposed to be this great year, and Jesus is saying this year of freedom and celebration and renunciation of debts, this year is already here in me. And so we see how Luke ties in Jesus to the entire story of the Old Testament and of the gospel. The gospel ties in to the Old Testament story. And so Luke's idea here is that he's going to write an account so that people can know that Jesus is that Messiah that they were waiting for, that Jesus is the one who not only is a new prophet, but is a prophet who did not come to abolish the old, but to fulfill it. And so we see this in Luke's gospel. And these opening lines are just the idea that Luke is intending to help people know the truth about Jesus. We also know that Luke wrote the book of Acts, and so that the two books function together to not only show Jesus as tied to the Old Testament, but also the rise of the church from Jesus' death and resurrection. And so it's kind of, if you think about it that way, it encompasses the entirety of the faith from Genesis all the way through to the development of the church. And so Luke's account is then very important to the Christian faith. And his two books, Luke and Acts, help to shape what Jesus means in relation to the Old Testament, and then what Jesus means in relation to the church, and how the church moves from Jesus' resurrection into all the world. So just a few things there for us today. One of the things we can think about is, are we willing to receive this account? Are we willing to believe this account? Are we willing to trust the account? And are we willing to trust in this Jesus, who is the fulfillment, who is the Messiah, who is the one that was to come, that Luke is writing about? And to hear the words of Jesus, but not just to hear them, but also to put them into practice, so that our lives may be built upon a rock. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.